Welcome to the People Behind Property podcast, brought to you by O'Brien Real Estate. In this series, we shine a light on the personal stories, career journeys, and expert insights shaping Australia's real estate market. Meet the agents, the industry leaders, and the voices behind the O'Brien Network, because here, it's personal. So let's dive in to today's conversation. Well, welcome back to the People Behind Property, where we share the stories, insights, and moments that shape people of O'Brien Real Estate. Today, I'm joined by someone who embodies resilience, energy, and genuine connection, Abby Ivankovic from our Juan Turner office. From running hospitality venues to becoming the number one agent in Boronia, all while raising her family as a solo mum, Abby's story is a testament to what's possible when you combine passion, purpose, and a do-what-it-takes mindset. So let's dive in now. Welcome, Abby. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to see you. Let's just jump straight in here. I'm really curious about your journey from real estate into hospitality. What drew you into real estate from hospitality?
It's quite funny that you asked that question. I wanted to get into real estate when I was 18, back when I was working on Hamilton Island.
Yeah,
I
remember
having some conversations with some people there, and it just sounded like something that I would want to do or I was interested in.
Yep.
However, I was very young.
Yes.
And I wanted to go and travel and I guess work and just gain some life experience.
Yep.
Before kind of getting out there and I guess dealing with real estate and selling homes. So
yep.
That's what I did. I kind of went out and traveled the world, lived abroad, worked in hospitality. And then probably in my kind of mid-20s,
yep.
I knew I wanted more. You know, I knew that I'd kind of got as far as I could get in hospitality. You know, I was managing restaurants and events and cafes. And I had a client say to me one time, Abby, you should go into real estate.
You should go into real estate.
I said, it's really funny that you say that because it's something that I have always had in the back of my mind.
Were they in real estate as well?
They weren't.
They weren't.
But they just said that you would be brilliant at it.
Yep, yep.
You know, I was always really good with people. You know, yep. I could sell anything to anyone, you know.
Yeah, well, I must say, like, obviously, because we only just worked together recently, and it was the first thing I kind of noticed, just like, wow, this person has this infectious energy. It just goes right through the house. So, yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah. So, yeah, so from there, I decided to call a friend, and I knew that she knew a real estate agent, and she put me in touch, and a few months later, I was working in real estate.
And here you are, how many years later?
10.
10, there you go. So what skills from hospitality have been surprisingly transferable to real estate for you?
I think hospitality is all customer service.
Yeah.
You know, it's building relationships,
yeah.
You know, with your regulars. And of course, you know, you are selling just to a very different, that word is, but, you know.
Of course.
On a smaller spectrum.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, you know, that being personable, building relationships with people, and nurturing the people that you know, I think that's what's transferred.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, the other thing I've noticed with you is just that attention to detail.
And I think
in hospitality, it is all about those little 1%.
It is. And going above and beyond.
Yes.
I think that's the biggest thing, you know, is that I've always gone above and beyond for, you know, every customer back in those hospo
yep.
days.
Yes.
And now for every vendor and for every
that's
buyer.
That's right. Yeah. No, I think that makes sense. So, was there a moment in early on in your career where you felt like, yes, I've made the right move? Like, did you know straight away, or did that kind of come later after you did the hard yards of real estate?
Definitely came further along.
Yeah.
I think those first few years, I was still young. I was, you know, not as young as some, but I was still, you know, in my kind of mid to late 20s. And, you know, I hadn't 100% fully committed, I don't think, until I really hit my kind of my 30s.
Yeah.
You know, like I knew I liked it. I knew I was good at it, but I don't think I went all in until further down the track.
Yeah, okay. Because you've been working under Grant now for how long?
I've been there for 7 years.
7 years, so probably off topic here, but how's that been, you know, working under Grant and out of that office has been good?
It's been really, really great. You know, Grant welcomed me with open arms 7 years ago. You know, I definitely knew where I was at that time, was not the right fit for me. And we had worked together. We'd been to, you know, a Josh Fegan event together. And
yep.
I definitely knew that there, you know, that we aligned, you know, in
yep.
many ways. And I'd met a lot of the O'Brien, I'd met Dean and I met a few other people, you know, with
yep.
him at that Josh Fegan. And it
yeah,
just,
yeah, yeah.
you know, it felt right. Like it felt like it was the right fit.
Yep.
So I think coming across to a new brand where, you know, values aligned
yep.
because my values and the previous, it didn't align.
Yeah. What area were you working before you came to O'Brien? Was it same Boronia or?
Yeah.
So okay, you're always working Boronia.
City of Knox. So Boronia and the City of Knox.
City of Knox, yeah. So with building trust, like how do you build trust quickly with sellers in the area? Because do you live in Boronia or?
No, so I live down the peninsula.
Oh, peninsula. So how does that work for you? That's interesting. Like, you obviously make it work because you're number one in Boronia.
I started in Boronia.
Yeah.
You know, not because I chose Boronia as a suburb, but because, you know, I guess my step into the door was in that area.
Yeah.
And I think what I've learned is, you know, to focus on an area and make that area your own, you know, was really, really important. You know, I saw a lot of agents in those early years, you know, to-ing and fro-ing from different suburbs and different agencies and never really, I guess, building a strong foundation. So, you know, I remember there was a female agent that worked in Wantirna, and, you know, and she owned that area. You know, she was the number one agent and she was very inspiring. She was my age. I remember trying to break into that same market and I just felt like I had no chance. But it then gave me the inspiration to go and pick an area where there wasn't a young woman, and go in and make that area my own. And that's what I did with Boronia. So, you know, 10 years ago, I started there. You know, I sell all around there, but I have focused on Boronia as a whole, to live and breathe it, know every school, every cafe, every park, and build a reputation for myself so that people know who I am.
It sounds like it doesn't matter where you live because you've just built this. Tom Pannell says this a lot, which is around the attraction agent. How long do you think it kind of took you from when you started to become that attraction agent where people are calling you, they're not calling anyone else, Abby, can you come and see a house we need to sell? Like, how long did that kind of take?
It takes time. Yeah. I think I really saw the shift probably 4 to 5 years in.
Yeah.
You know, it did take time. You know, it took time to get that social proof. To get the sales behind you, to get the reviews, to build that name for yourself. I remember just kind of watching my statistics slowly go up and up and up, and you know, and then it made me so hungry to kind of get to the top.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I'm halfway there, I can get there. And I remember probably 4 years ago, you know, I became the top selling agent in that area. And, you know, it was like all that hard work had paid off.
Yeah.
But then I was so hungry to stay there and, you know, and not lose that, you know, lose that spot. And, you know, 4 years later, I haven't, you know.
So good.
So, which is amazing, you know, market share is, you know, I sell double anybody else in that area and have consistently for a
so
long
good.
Time.
And, you know, you're living on the peninsula. So you found that secret
work-life
source.
Work-life balance though, right? Like I love to live down by the beach. I love to sell real estate in Boronia.
Yeah.
I like to be able to go to the shops and not run into a vendor or a purchaser and, you know, and have that divide, I guess.
Yeah.
So Boronia is where I work and I love to sell properties there and I get to go home and relax by the beach.
Definitely. No, I think I think you've answered that really well about how to make that work. What else did you need to develop beyond your personality in terms of just building your career?
A lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big growth journey from the get-go. You know, I'm a very sensitive person and I definitely had to grow a bit of a backbone and, you know, I guess I am resilient, but, you know, not resilient in real estate and being able to handle rejection. That was the hardest part in those early years. You know, you'd put in so much time and so much effort and you'd build these relationships with these clients and then they wouldn't list with you.
Yeah.
And it was heartbreaking. I remember crying a few times and being like, I've just nurtured that client for 12 months and, you know, and they haven't gone with me. And it was never a personal thing. It was just that there were agents that had sold more at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it was just handling the rejection was very, very difficult.
Yeah. That's interesting. My next question was what hasn't come naturally to you? So that would be it.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I think also just, you know, skills around negotiation and skills around, you know, managing and talking with your vendors, you know, because it's new, you know, you kind of fake it till you make it for those first few years, you know, until you've sold some homes and had that deal exposure.
Yeah.
You know, it's learning the dialogue and getting confident around that, knowing the right questions to ask, and then how to kind of, you know, dissect that conversation to kind of get the result that you want or to get into the door. You know, that you want to get into. You know, time management. There's so many skills you need to learn.
How did you go about learning some of that stuff? Like what were the things that you were doing along that journey?
Well, you know, I went to Josh Fegan every month for a very, 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 very long time. I haven't been there in, you know, since I've had Sunny, but, you know, Josh Fegan is amazing. You know, he teaches you a lot, you know, teaches you so much. Like the dialogue, you know, is probably one of the most key takeaways I've got from him over the years.
Yeah.
And just managing different situations and in different times, because, you know, over the last 10 years, we've had up markets and down markets, and, you know, and being able to, I guess, tackle each one as it comes and, you know, be able to get through that. But he was very, very helpful. You know, I listened to a few podcasts over the years. Yep. I remember listening to the Million Dollar Agent one, and, you know, I got quite a lot from them over the years as well. And
Definitely. And I think it sounds to me like you talked about backbone and kind of rejection and being that, probably oversensitive at a stage in your career. But it seems like if you've developed that, it probably crosses over and helped you in your personal life as well. Would you agree with that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, and I think as time goes on, you just learn not to take it personally. You know, you're not going to be the right fit for every single person, and that's okay. And in those early years, you are going to get rejected probably more than you're not going to, because you haven't done it before, you know, and you haven't got the sold properties. So I think initially you've got to just get through, you know, that time, whether it's 1 year, 2 years, however long it might be, and just know that you won't get every listing, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, learn from it if you can. Sometimes there won't be anything that you did wrong. It'll just be that they knew the other agent. They were recommended through a friend.
Yeah.
You know, there was a personal connection. Well, that agent just had sold more properties in the area.
Yeah.
But as time went on, and then I built, I guess, a name for myself, I was kind of able to go in and sell myself much more confidently.
Yeah.
And then start to win the business.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Then, you know, as the years go on, you get more confident and more confident, because, you know you're really good at what you do.
Yeah.
And you can essentially show them how.
No, that's really good. Yeah, you're finding, you still probably do prospecting, I'm assuming, or probably not as much.
Not as much as I used to.
Yeah.
I guess I'm very lucky in a sense that a lot of it just comes quite naturally now through past clients, referrals, people that I know, and a lot of social proof.
Yeah, yeah.
I do try.
And that's probably taken you that kind of 4 to 5 years just to get
definitely
to that level.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think for anyone listening, I think it's important to note. But it's the same, you know, for male, female. And I think, you know, we all know females generally make better agents than males. So, you know, I guess, which is interesting, leads me to my next question. How do you define, you know, why choose me and stay authentic? You know, I suppose, you know, that Knox area, there's a lot of male agents there. Like, how have you differentiated yourself?
I think I used being a female as a bit of a superpower.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day,
absolutely,
there was not many women in the, you know, in that area, and there still really isn't to this day. As I said, I remember back 10 years ago, there was, you know, an agent that was working in the Wantona area, and, you know, she dominated. She, you know, she was amazing at what she did.
Yeah.
And then she left, you know, to have a family and never came back. And I remember, you know, just thinking, like, you know, there aren't any women in this area, so own that.
Yeah.
You know, that's your point
absolutely
of difference.
Yeah.
You know, it's the empathy, it's the caring and the nurturing that I think that we offer. And not saying that men don't, but, you know, that's what sets me apart.
Definitely.
You know, being able to, you know, nurture that client and just really genuinely care about not only the transaction, but also the person and their situation, because it's not always a happy time to be selling a property.
No.
You know, there's, you know, it can be quite emotional, and sometimes people need that support. So I think for me, it was just being true to myself. It was always being honest. You know, the most important thing in my journey was to always be honest and transparent with every person, never overpromise, and just be a woman of my word.
Definitely. No, I think that shines through, certainly from what I've seen. So it's great. I guess this is interesting too. Like, what advice would you give new agents? But I'm going to change that. Like, what advice would you give female agents that are trying to define their personal brand?
I think, you know, women are powerful, and we're amazing, you know, and we're strong. And I think you just got to go out there and give it your all, and just know that we're all capable, you know, more than capable.
Yep.
But it is hard work. It does take time. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. Go in, you know, knowing that people are going to hang up on you. People aren't going to want to talk to you all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's actually okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of the time you're calling someone, they haven't asked for you to be called.
No, that's right.
You know, but then you'll get someone that will have a lovely chat with you, and that will give you the bit of confidence to make the next call. And then you make the appointment. It's a numbers game. You know, and, you know, 20 calls, you get one appraisal, it's worthwhile.
Yeah,
you
absolutely
know? So I just think, you know, get out there.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
Yeah.
we're all capable.
Yeah, no, definitely. So let's talk about solo mum in real estate. And I think this is another really good one for females that are out there thinking they can't do it. You know, I mean, how have you managed kind of mentally, emotional load as a solo parent? You know, what does that look like? What, how do you do that? And what's kind of a typical week for you look like?
To be honest, like, it's a lot. You know, obviously I am a solo mum, yeah, and I essentially still am working full time in real estate,
yeah,
but in my own time, in my own hours. So I guess, yeah, how I make that work is I have my designated days where my son goes to family daycare or is with my mum.
Yep.
And they're my days where I'm, you know, doing my face-to-face appointments, you know, meeting clients, doing my open homes. And outside of that, it's finding time, you know, when he's asleep or, you know, I'm not with him to be able to kind of follow up on everything else.
Yep.
So there's a lot of time management and, you know, I guess a lot of sacrifice. You know, I sacrifice a lot of my evenings. I put him to bed at 7:30 and I sit at my laptop for 2 hours,
yep,
you know, and catch up on proposals and offers and,
yep,
you know, but I guess all my clients know I'm a mum, you know, I'm very open about that.
Definitely.
They know they're going to get calls after hours. I think I make it work for us.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's not easy. You know, it's a lot. There's definitely not enough hours in the days. There's not enough hours in the weeks.
Yeah.
But I love what I do,
yeah,
you know, and I feel like I'm a hustler. So it's what I do. I hustle.
Yes.
You know, yeah, and I love what I do. So it doesn't feel like I'm always working.
No.
You know, yeah, I'm doing something that I love.
Yeah.
That essentially is my career and that, you know, is what gives us the life that we live. So,
yeah, definitely. And that's a great thing about real estate. I suppose there is flexibility there. And yeah, you've obviously carved out the life that you need to have, you know, with your son and how that kind of works. So I suppose, what message would you share with other solo mums, you know, considering this career path?
That's a really hard question,
yeah,
because I don't know. I guess I'd established myself before having a child.
Yeah.
I think going into real estate fresh, you know, with a young child would be very difficult.
Yeah.
If I'm completely honest, I don't know if that would be the exact right time. You know, obviously that could be different.
Because you kind of did that four or five years. Like,
well,
how
longer,
far longer?
You know, essentially, you know, I never planned to have a baby on my own. It just happened.
Yep.
You know, I'd always thought I wouldn't want to have a family until I was, you know, financially stable and, you know, had kind of built that career because career is super important to me. So I think, you know, I'd already done all the hard work to establish myself as a reputable agent in my area.
Yeah, before.
Before having a child. Yeah. So that when I did have a child, I was able to be a lot more flexible.
Yeah.
And able to kind of, you know, just, yeah, have that flexibility, but also not have to prospect as hard because the business was naturally coming to me because I'd done those 8 years.
Yeah, definitely.
Of hard
work. You've already done that. And I think that's a really good insight because, you know, there might be some solo mums out there thinking, I'll get into real estate, but the timing's everything, isn't it?
Timing is everything. Yeah. You know, like I'm actually talking to a lady at the moment who, you know, is potentially thinking about coming on board with me. And, you know, she's always wanted to get into real estate, but, you know, she knew that she couldn't until her kids were older. Her kids are now in high school and now she really wants to, I guess, explore. So obviously we're in conversation, nothing has happened just yet, but you know, for her, the time is right now.
Yeah.
Because you know, she can go all in.
That's
right.
Because
I do think you need to go all in as an agent.
At the start.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
To kind of get to where I am now.
Yeah, definitely not. I definitely agree with that. And that's paid off. And here you are, 10 years later.
Here I am.
Open homes, like, you know, how do you kind of go about like building appraisal leads at Opens? Do you find it's always on your mind or is it just something you don't really focus on that much?
It's just natural conversation.
Yeah.
You know, I think when I meet a buyer, you know, I'm very interested to know their situation, you know, where they've come from, what they're looking to do. And it doesn't even come across ever as an intrusive question because it's just like, you know, are you local? You know, have you bought before? Is this your second home? Are you upsizing? And then people just naturally start talking to you.
Well, they do to you because
you're
just so warm.
They do, you know, and they give me information. And then from there, I'm able to kind of, I guess, essentially find out their reason for looking at a house, whether it's, you know, like upsizing, downsizing and relocating. And then from there, ask the question.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not afraid to ask the question. I think that's the important thing.
That's important.
You know, can I come out and have a look at your property?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Do you have a certain strategy where, you know, those people that are the just looking ones and they're a bit guarded, is there anything you kind of, you know, do there just to open people up? Or you just let them be?
If people were not going to give you anything, then I would let it be. But I'll definitely ask a few questions and try. And, you know, in those early days, there are people that are guarded at the beginning. You know, but I think it's just, you know, being super soft and being, you know, not coming on too hard with them and just asking the right questions or giving them some information so that they then feel like they can essentially let their guard down a little bit and open up to you. I was very good at that, you know, looking back at kind of breaking through. But I think that's just being kind and being warm and inviting and just having a conversation rather than trying to get in their door straight away.
Okay, no, that makes sense. You talk about that you're a hustler. I love that you're a hustler. It's awesome. So if we talk about the early hustling, you know, what habits kind of helped you gain traction in the early years, do you think?
I did a lot of things that I didn't want to do. I did a lot of door knocking back then because that's kind of what you did 10 years ago. I don't know if it's as common now, but, you know, back then I remember the agent I worked for, I had to go and door knock every day. Rain, hail or shine.
Oh, my God. So if there was a moment where you felt like giving up, was that it?
Oh, I definitely questioned it in those moments. But you know what? To be honest, I was really good at it.
Were you?
So, you know, people, you know, I would have people close the door in my face, but then I would have people that, you know, were so lovely and would give me their number and their details and I'd do appraisals.
Did you walk through a few right then and there and just...
There was a few, you know, in those early stages. But the biggest thing was just getting on the phone, you know, and just getting confident on the phone, you know. Obviously, I was very lucky. I worked for a very established agent in the area. So I was able to work on all of his properties and buyers was, you know, focusing on the buyers. You know, that's, there's always people looking to buy and sell.
They always talk to you, the buyers, space. Don't they?
But I think, you know, it was just prospecting. You know, you've got to prospect so much in those early years. You know, you've got to book those market appraisals. You know, they turn into listings. You know, it might not be right then.
No.
You know, I've sold people's houses, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years down the track. You know, from an appraisal, you know, that I've then just nurtured. And they're the special ones because, you know, you've built such a nice relationship with them over the time that, you know, when it comes time to sell, it's just you are their agent.
And you've got obviously some strategy around nurturing data, your database. And
like I think pipeline's super important. And I've always been really focused on that. You know, when I say I don't really prospect anymore, that's probably what I prospect on is my, you know, I've got my spreadsheet. I've got my, you know, the people that I know that are, you know, looking to do something. And I think nurturing them, you know, is super, super important to me. And, you know, and obviously adding people to that, you know, pipeline week, you know, each week.
Yeah, of course. Here's an interesting one. Like, if you had, what was one early mistake you made that taught you a lot in those early kind of years, do you think?
I was thinking about this on the way here. And I'm not quite sure I know the answer.
Like, what about just some shifts or, you know, some times when you've had to pivot, like, okay, that's not working. I need to, you know, I need to kind of change direction here.
I think for me, like, it was probably like a pivotal moment where I obviously just shifted my mindset in real estate and obviously went from, you know, just kind of it being a job to it being a career. But mistakes, you know, like, obviously there's little mistakes made all the time and you learn from them. I just can't think of one
off
the
top of
my head that was, you know, a pivotal moment.
No, that's okay. There's probably many micro moments.
But you're learning all the time. You know, you're learning, you know, there's different situations and, you know, like different people and different personalities, you know. So you're constantly learning. You're constantly evolving as a real estate agent, I believe.
Okay. No, that's really good. I think this has been a really good chat. I like to finish these podcast sessions with three questions. So I think really enjoyed our chat. I think it's going to help a lot of people that are looking to get into real estate and things to think about, especially females. We need more females out there. So first question is, what was one lesson or mindset shift that changed everything for you in your real estate career? If you go back even to the hospitality.
I think for me, the biggest thing for me was just, you know, letting go, like it was the rejection, you know, like letting go of that. You know, I'm not sure who said it along the journey, but, you know, at an event or a training, you know, someone said, if you lose a listing, you write it on a bit of a toilet paper and you flush it down the toilet and you let it go. And you know what? I actually did that for a little while. And it worked.
I think that's a really good kind of symbolism.
It worked because, you know, like, move on to the next one.
Yeah.
You know, I always, you know, what was really important to me though, if I lost the listing, I always said, thank you so much for having me out. You know, I'm here if you need me.
Yep.
That was really, really important to me, never to be salty or, you know, because a lot of the time they would actually come back to you because not always did the agent that they go with be able to deliver what they promised. But I think just letting go of the rejection and just knowing that it's inevitable.
Yeah.
But just move on to the next.
Move on to the next. I like the toilet paper thing.
That's it was a good one. Don't remember who, I can't remember where it came from.
Yeah.
But
it because was, some of those come back to you.
They do. You know, my best friend said to me early on, she goes, you know, you've got to get rid of the negative energy, you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes I would sit in the car and I would have called someone and I wouldn't have got the listing or, you know, a sale maybe didn't go through. And I would sit there and I would brush off the bad energy so that I could go into the next appointment clear, you know, with a clear mind.
Yeah.
You know, so that I went in there being the best version of myself rather than worried about what just happened before.
Exactly. You've already let it go. Done.
Let it go.
Love it.
Let it go.
Second last question. So two more to go, Abby, here. If you could give your younger self one piece of advice when starting in this industry, what would it be? So you're going back to hospitality maybe, back down in those early years. What would one piece of advice you would have given yourself be?
Trust in yourself and believe in yourself.
Yep. No, I love it. That's a great answer. Last one. What's next for you? Any big goals or passions you're working on in life? Obviously your son and or in life or in business. Anything on the radar?
I think for me, you know, Sonny is my reason and he's my why. You know, I work hard because I want to give him the most amazing life that I possibly can. You know, anyone in this network will know that I love to travel.
Yes.
And it is, you know, a big driver and it's definitely, you know, something that's super important to me, you know, not only to be able to see the world and experience that, but to be able to reset and recharge, to kind of come back and do it all again. But, you know, we have big dreams of, you know, doing a lot of travel and one day, I don't know how I'm going to do it in real estate, but I would love to, you know, pack up for 12 months and, you know, do a lap of Australia.
Yeah.
And, you know, experience that and have that time with him as well, where it is uninterrupted. It's probably not going to be in the next couple of years, but, you know, definitely down the track.
Yep.
As for business, you know, I think at the moment, you know, I'm happy where I'm at. Obviously, I'm always wanting to grow and be better.
Yeah.
But I think until Sonny goes to school or, you know, I've got some more time.
Yeah.
I'm happy just being an agent and being a great agent and just, getting better each day.
Awesome, Amy. Well, you're a great mum. You're a great agent. You're an integral part of Grant's team at the One Turner office there. Abby, thank you for sharing your story. It's been inspiring to hear how you've turned life's challenges into fueling your success. Whether it's your warmth at open homes, your ethical approach in a competitive market, or your ability to juggle it all as a solo parent, you remind us that real estate really is personal. To our listeners, if Abby's story resonates with you, make sure to subscribe, share this episode, and stay tuned for more stories from the people behind property at O'Brien Real Estate. Until next time. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks, Andrew.